Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Shit is malarkey. They're the malarkey people. These people are like the you know, they're the real dregs of society. They're so lonely and just looking for something to hurt because their lives are unfulfilled.
What I've noticed is that I got the time, I got the energy, I got the resources, I got the platform, I got the unique history of growing up in 5% communities, building and destroying on the street. When I'm not engaging on them, they are attacking and going after people who are weaker, people who don't have the resources. And so
they can just get off of Twitter. You, these people don't have access if they're not on Twitter. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying? You can't attack me in some place that I'm not at.
That's a good point.
How you gonna attack me if I'm not there? I'm not on fucking Twitter for you to attack me. You can't attack me because I'm not there.
Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee.
You can't hit what you can't see.
Rumble, young man, rumble.
But let me ask, is it the equivalent of a wine taster who, like, you're supposed to...
Damn, that was bougie.
No, because Quali is a racism sommelier. This is from Alabama.
What about Twitter censoring the president, right? Like, it's such a...
So they're inconsistent with that, and I'm the resident expert.
What I'm saying is, how dependent are we on these platforms to communicate effectively as human beings? Will we still be able to communicate effectively and learn things via technology and share information with these platforms or without them?
I agree with Yasin. I'm someone who's been locked on Twitter, and I've been suspended on Twitter, and I was suspended, I felt like, for wrong reasons. I got in touch with them and they reversed my suspension. I don't think they've ever done that for anybody else.
Twitter is like a club that Quali goes to and gets shot every week and they keep going back.
He's like, you motherfuckers can't kill me. Why is everybody on it? What the fuck is going on?
That's what I'm getting to. Because people tell me. Because I'll tell people.
Why the fuck is everybody on
this? People really feel like this.
What is it doing? People treat Twitter and Instagram and all of this shit like it provides secret orgasms or something. I'm like, what in the fuck?
Endorphins.
It's their own personal show.
Does it really?
It
really does.
Everybody's got their own show on the internet.
I really feel sad for these people because clearly they have not experienced a real orgasm, because if this is what you... What the fuck are you doing?
America was built by and for
how many bigots are like pressured to change their bigoted attitudes or
ideas. You're right, because we're not here to change them. Fuck them. Fuck their souls. I'm not here to save their souls.
Fuck their souls. Like, we got to get them off Twitter. Fuck their souls. It's getting serious. Welcome to the Midnight Miracle. Olympics.
Polemicist. P-O-L-E-M-I-C-I-S-T. A person who engages in controversial debate.
They don't, like, when they, when we was talking years ago, and everybody's asking you, like, who's going to win the Pacquiao-Mayweather fight, you said the promoters. And the promoters always win. As long as they can stage a conflict, that's the primary thing. It's about focusing on personalities and people's personal habits or whatever, because there's always, you're gonna get people who are diametrically opposed on a lot of different issues, particularly the key issues that matter to people. And people just like to see the fracas. You know, the same reason that they watch soap operas and all of this shit. They're like, yeah, this is nonsense. These are fictional characters, but will Dick get down with Jane today?
What did you call the gladiator circus world?
It's a gladiator fucking circus. And I can't speak for everybody. I'm speaking for me. It's challenging enough just to manage myself as a person, okay? Any adult that's trying to live a meaningful life has days where, you know, you're not always optimistic. You don't feel warmth for people. You know, you look at people, my people fucking suck, you know? To quote Damon Wayans, you'd be like, you know, I'm a people person, but people ruin that. Some days, you really, really feel like that. And for me, to keep that feeling like abated, it's just certain things that I can't do because you can't unsee it or unexperience it. It's such a perverse, ugly aspect of human nature that is like highlighted in neon that it's just like, it's really challenging for me. And I don't give a fuck what none of these people think. I don't care if you're a racist, just stay away from me. And even you being able to have any access to valuable people, particularly creative people, as just this like, no.
Try to conquer us with the pestilence, huh? This is communist black excellence, huh? They reward it for mediocrity, huh? I beg it for my equality.
The whole idea of it's not important whether or not I'm right. It's not important whether or not I'm telling the truth. It's important that I look like I am engaging in a debate for the sake of my followers, so I can say to my followers and my fans, my supporters, oh, I dunked on him. Oh, I owned him.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's that type of thing. The first thing when Candace Owens came at me, the first thing she said was, debate me. That's what white supremacists say to me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram all the time. They're acting like they deserve a seat at my table.
I get a sense that there's a very career-aware nature to what they're doing. That they're aware how it benefits them in the short, the mid, and the long term as it relates to their public profile and how they're perceived and received to the audience that's popping them up, which is actually sometimes behind the scenes. I don't think that any of these people, the Alex Jones, the even, remember Glenn Beck, all of that, I think that these people are like WWE wrestlers. They assume a character that's based on reality, but it's extraordinarily exaggerated.
I saw Alex Jones on the internet the other day talking about how he would eat his neighbor's babies without apology.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah. In what context?
As a matter of fact, he said, "I'll eat they ass," is what he was the actual quote.
Because there's more meat.
That's
there.
A Lil Wayne line right there.
He eats ass.
What in the fuck is wrong with these people? Like if I'm Alex Jones' neighbor and I hear that shit, and I got kids, I'm gonna be like, come eat my fucking kids. I would like to see you try to eat my kids.
Hold on, I'm gonna read what he said. I'm gonna read what he said.
Was
he
able.
Said,
what do you mean if he was able? You need to fuck Alex Jones completely the fuck up.
He said, hold on, I'm gonna read it. He said, I'm starting to think about having to eat my neighbors.
That's the first. Just to clarify, this was 3 days into quarantine.
3 days. That's about right. So he said, you think I like sizing up my neighbor, how I'm going to haul him up by a chain and chop his ass up?
I'll do it. But I'm literally looking at my neighbors now and going, I'm ready to hang them up and gut them and skin them and chop them up. You know what? I'm ready. My daughters aren't starving to death. I'll eat my neighbors.
Nigga, the supermarkets is open. What the fuck is he talking about? The supermarkets are open. The whole shit, it's a WWE fight. Like
I don't think Limbaugh is owed a debate.
No, he's not. Because he's not interested in the debate. He's just interested in these motherfuckers is provocateurs, man.
When that motherfucker got the Medal of Freedom, that State of the Union address, Rush Limbaugh. Trump gave him the Medal of Freedom. He goes, I'm giving Rush Limbaugh the Medal of Freedom. Everyone starts clapping. And they had it right there. His wife pulled out her pocketbook. I screamed. I said, this is the craziest shit I've ever seen. He put the Medal of Freedom.
We also acted like he was surprised.
Yeah.
He did.
Like a reveal, like a game show.
Yeah.
Wait. You saying that Donald Trump took the Medal of Freedom out of his wife's purse?
No, he was at the podium at the State of the Union. He says, Rush Limbaugh's here, and all the whites clap. And then he says, I'm giving him the Medal of Freedom. I was thinking, like, at some point, maybe next week or something. And then the wife opens her purse up. Like, bitch, you had the Medal of Freedom on you the whole time? Pulls it out. He looks surprised. Like, oh, my God. It's live television. And then she puts the Medal of Freedom on his neck.
That's the whole performative aspect of that. I'm just like, oh, I didn't know this was happening. Like, yeah, you did. You 100% did.
Yeah. It looked like a game show. Yeah. It was the wildest shit, man.
So weird.
It's over.
Now, rest of you feminazis, here's the deal. If we are going to pay for your contraceptives and thus pay for you to have sex, we want something for it. And I'll tell you what it is. We want you to post the videos online so we can all watch.
He has the Medal of Freedom.
How many of you guys, in your own experience with women, have learned that no means yes if you know how to spot it?
The highest honor in the land.
Oh, I don't know you speak Chinese.
I'm like you. I never before in my life knew that lesbians wanted to be farmers.
Medal of Freedom.
I never knew that lesbians wanted to get behind a horse and a plow and start burrowing. I never knew.
Medal of Freedom.
But apparently enough money can make it happen. Al Sharpton goes out the front door.
Yes, I spoke a little Negro dialect there. I can do that when I want.
He has the Medal of Freedom.
If any race of people should not have guilt about slavery, it's Caucasians.
What?
Nigga with an A on the end.
Uh-oh.
It's not racist. That's the point.
Medal of Freedom.
I could be talking about a male. I could be a Chinese male. Where are our reparations?
I didn't know what the qualifications were to get this award, the Medal of Freedom, but I think, given what I've heard, I might qualify. I'm not a pedophile. Give me the Medal of Freedom. But if I was, I deserve it too. Macaulay Culkin's the first kid I'm fucking, I'll tell you that right now. Highest honor in the land. Louis C.K. was a very good friend of mine.
Give it to me.
Before he died in that terrible masturbation accident.
Give me the Medal of Freedom.
Michael Jackson sucks my dick.
I, too, want the Medal of Freedom.
Hey, everybody, I'm Chinese.
The
This is MAGA country, you faggot nigga.
Give me the Medal of Freedom like you gave Rush Limbaugh, but keep the cancer. You faggot nigga.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Cocaine, crack a demo, honky tonk. Trap on trash can, trap house. Starlight, all black, everything. TNT, fuck white supremacy.
These people are cooning for their crowd. You know, they got this whole thing like there's no such thing as bad press. They don't care what people are saying about him as long as people are saying their name. He's emblematic of the way that a lot of people in America these days think. You know, they're not brave, but they're reckless. It's all of this fake shit. Like, I'm just telling it like it is. It's like, nah, you playing it up so that, you know that's going to draw a crowd. They're entertainment products, so they're only interested in drawing the biggest crowd that they can. And it's psychological, emotional rubbernecking. People are driving by a burning car on the freeway. They have no intention of helping. They just want to see the blaze. They're perverting a human need to watch spectacles.
You should probably record this.
This, I don't know, and I'm not even mad, but I'm like, where do you derive your authority to have that much commentary at that volume about this culture? Where did you participate? What did you produce? Who did you help to produce the works in this culture? And if you can't qualify, then I don't have to listen to what you're saying and stop trying to push these people, hold on our communities as the authorities on these things. Furthermore, create beauty, because all of that, these motherfuckers create laws and traffic intention. They don't create anything beautiful that you can fucking use to create energy in your life so that you can be beautiful and try to survive this mess that we're fucking in. And at the risk of sounding like the dude in the network, it's a different fucking time, human beings. Right? It's not a joke. It's not a movie. It's not an episode of a telenovela. We're in a new motherfucking wild world, and you're gonna have to be committed and vigilant to being beautiful and sincere in whatever way that you can. And I won't continue with the sermon, but to quote you, Dave, it is a kindness conspiracy. It don't matter what the governments do with these cornball, competitive, bullshit Olympics about power, what happens in these arenas. Be good to the good people. don't kiss nobody's ass, and enough with the shenanigans. And if you make art that has a large audience, even a small audience, just be fucking truthful and beautiful. Come on, man, stop making it goofy and ugly and cynical.
Midnight Miracle.
On the run. On the run.
Hey.
Automatic is a meditation, automatic is a trail of tears. I write this way, try and feel the road so dark, be the light. Shed the light into the dark road. The light is not afraid, that part. Gang, gang, variation, theme team. The local dream time always. The address on Spectrum Road. From the rivers of the shore rail. Sense over sensation. Sweating on a hot template. Tiny cell panorama. The silence of the clarion call. Waveforms and bird songs. Recognition is invitation. Grace a gift you couldn't earn.
Makes you wonder.
Thanks again, report the work.
Makes you wonder what the world.
Now for free freedom. How you mean, ask yourself.
Really
look to everything that you desire. Look at the condition that it's put you in. Do the honest math, pass the figures. Pass the fixes, friendly neighbor. Freshest labor, Mary's native. Local time, all ages. Forever is a current event. Life on this side is quick. Trade trick, sorcerer, insecure, synonym. Frankenstein trying to get it strange. Ain't the source matter strange enough? I heard Dylan say turn it up. I heard him twice when he said it first. And that's automatic. Everything is not for sale. Everybody. Cocaine, cracker, devil, honky socks. Trailer park, trash can, trap house. All top, all black, anything. TNT, fuck white supremacy. Cocaine, cracker, devil, honky talk. Trailer park, trash can, trap house. Starlight, all black, anything. TNT, fuck white supremacy. TMC. Worst white supremacy. Yikes.
Mental illness. We bring the noise, you break the gentle stillness. The trap door in the city is cat call. We with the shits, no need for the back and forth.
It's a trap, I'm sure of it.
Let's get into it. The belief you're superior to the darker races just means you inferior and live in darker places. God's amazing, we artists, this ain't a product placement. Huh? Love is a spiritual technology. I give it up to God when they clap for me. I love to give credit where the credit due. It's beautiful, it's the struggle faced by the destitute. We celebrate diversity with carnivals and festivals. White supremacy automatically going against us. Huh? Your third eye is the point of entry. Huh? Automatic like a reply. From a hipster, automatic as a pointer sister. Huh? Try to conquer us with the pestilence. Huh? This is common as black excellence. Huh? They're rewarded for mediocrity. Huh? I ain't begging for my equality. No. I'm too big to fail. Grab the bull by the horn and wag the dog by the tail. The old Jesus in jail, the millennials is for sale. Am I dreaming of doing demons have tentacles and scales, huh? Automatic, cause it's static. This is trust, exercise like falling backwards. Gotta trust we your guys and we gon' catch you. And that's automatic.
Everything is not for sale. Everybody pays the price. Yikes.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.